Good morning. Showers and an overall mugginess persisted overnight, now into the early morning hours across interior New York and New England. A disturbance located just south of Long Island is combining with a frontal system out toward Buffalo, and the two will keep numerous showers in the forecast through the morning and into the afternoon hours today. With the humidity so very high, we still can't rule out the chance of a couple of thunderstorms and some heavier bursts of rain from time to time, and temperatures will struggle on the mild side to start in the lower 60s, but will only climb into the lower 70s on average through mid to late afternoon. Generally dry tonight, but still quite damp out there and muggy with mostly cloudy skies. We run the risk at a few showers, also areas of fog, as we drop back into the lower 60s. An upper-level disturbance will be slow to move through, and it'll take the better part of the rest of the week to happen. As a result, we'll have some sunshine tomorrow and a bit more on Thursday and Friday. But all 3 days, we still run the risk at a few scattered showers or thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s and lower 80s. The next front will head our way to start the holiday weekend on Saturday, so a scattered shower or thunderstorms in the forecast, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, and we'll be in the lower 80s. And right now it looks like Sunday and Monday will both be dry, with partly sunny skies and warm temperatures in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the northern plains from North Dakota south across northwestern Nebraska, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over the southeast from eastern Alabama and much of Georgia and South Carolina into southwestern North Carolina. Strong energy and an advancing cold front will act on an increasingly unstable air mass and promote severe thunderstorm development across parts of the northern plains today. The threat for significant hail will exist from both elevated storms and high base storms, given that the magnitude of vertical shear is more than adequate for supercells. A tornado or two cannot be completely ruled out. And persistent upper-level low will provide background ascent adequate for widespread storm development across much of the southeast today. Storm activity should increase through the afternoon as gradual diurnal destabilization occurs and results in numerous clusters of occasionally better organized storms capable of hailstones perhaps nearing an inch in diameter. Finally, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression Alberto, located about 220 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and moving northeast at 15. This general motion is expected to continue with an increase in forward speed during the next few days. The center of Alberto is expected to remain well offshore of the mid-Atlantic coast. Maximum sustained winds remain near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts, and additional weakening is forecast. And Alberto could become a post-tropical remnant low today and dissipate tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport, the Bahamas, at 10:19 a.m. yesterday. And the last report of hail was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, at 5:24 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 29 daily record highs across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Charlevoix, Michigan. The 93-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1921 by 4 degrees. There were no daily record lows. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 46 degrees with a southwest wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 63 degrees, the dew point 63, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.95 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Pahaska, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms near 70, Boston, cloudy with showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 64, that's 4 degrees above normal. We had 0.1 inch of rain yesterday in Albany. For the month now, 4.32 inches. That's 1.98 inches above normal. And 12.09 inches for the year, which is 1.42 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees. The average low, 49. The record high, 97, set in 1911, and the record low, 33, in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with more showers likely today and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy, with showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers likely today, possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers likely today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers likely today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs near 70. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy, showers likely today, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, fog as well with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s, a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible all 3 days, lower 80s, and a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday and Monday in the lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayano.